Stand up and holler. If you're a March Madness fan, you've spent much of the last few weeks in the depths of bracketology. But what if you're someone who gets really excited by a really nice piece of prosciutto rather than a pick and roll or a jump shot? Well, Devra First, restaurant critic for the Boston Globe, is definitely one of those. We spoke with her earlier and asked her about her alternative to March Madness, which she calls Munch Madness.
Munch Madness is a lot like March Madness because it's a tournament, but it features restaurants instead of teams. And that's because I don't even know what a pick and roll is. And so I felt a little left out year after year with the brackets. So I thought, let's create our own bracket.
So a bracket for restaurants.
Exactly.
So my understanding is the initial list is 64 restaurants. How do you pick that initial bracket of 64?
Well, last year was the first year, and so we asked people what restaurants they would like to see on a bracket, and we took their suggestions to create the initial bracket. And this year, for half of the restaurants, we took the restaurants that made it through the first round of last year, and then we just pitted them up in new matches. And then we asked readers to do the seeding. So almost 10,000 people voted on that. And so we used their input to create the seeding on the bracket.
So this is the second Munch Madness. I understand there was some serious competition last year between the two finalists. Who were they?
Well, it was Hungry Mother versus East Coast Grill. And
both, yeah, Cambridge institutions.
Both Cambridge institutions, lovely places, very different, but very lovely places. They got pretty serious about it. So one day, someone, no one knows who, sent over some fish skeletons and a case of Miller High Life, which arrived mysteriously at the door of East Coast Grill, along with a threatening note, ransom letter style, created out of cut letters out of a magazine saying, "You're going down.
You're going down."
Yes.
I see.
And so then East Coast Grill, for some reason, thought it might have come from Hungry Mother.
Why would they think that?
I just don't even know. So they sent back a pig head and a bottle of Fernet Branca.
Oh, I see.
And yes.
And the final winner was?
East Coast Grill won in the end.
Okay. So we're down to the final four.
We are.
Who are they?
There are 10 tables in Jamaica Plain, East Coast Grill, last year's champion, Craigie on Main, and Hungry Mother.
Oh,
so
boy.
A lot of Cambridge restaurants.
So it's a reprise of, it could be a reprise
it
of last year's final finalists. Yeah.
I fear it may be a reprise.
So when are the final votes?
Tomorrow and Friday are the final votes.
And what do the restaurants win?
They win a very pretty trophy and intense bragging rights for the rest of the year.
Okay, very good. That's Devra First, restaurant critic for the Boston Globe, talking about Munch Madness. Thanks so much.
Sure thing. Thank you.
And if you want to vote, you can find a link on our website, radioboston.org.
Well, that's all Radio Boston for today. But this quick note before we go, our Facebook 1,000 likes campaign was a success. We hit the goal yesterday. Yay, as promised. And as promised, Anthony and I want to give a shout out to our 1,000th fan.
So let's do that. Her name is Litza Rivera of Shrewsbury. Thank you, Litza. And thanks as well to all the other 999 Facebook friends.
Now let's keep that conversation going. Comment on the posts you see in your news feed. Tag Radio Boston. Send us links. Just be part of the Radio Boston community at facebook.com/Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. You're also an essential part of the WBUR community. This station, the program you count on, depend on your support, and we're in the midst of our spring fund drive. So with more information on you, how you can help, here's Dolores Handy?
No, I think it's Tom. Ashbrook.
No, Bob Oakes.
Wait, no, is it Saturday? Scott Simon.
Really? No, we're kidding. We're just kidding. Take it away, Sasha.